Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new prime minister has finally been announced in Haiti after months of deliberation. Baptist Haiti Mission's Rob Baker says it's a good step towards getting the government moving on some of the changes promised since President Martelly's election in April. In the meantime, BHM has been able to move away from the post-quake rebuild and onto new horizons.
We're in the process of developing a Bible curriculum that we're excited about to be used in the schools, so that the schools can have a unified Bible-based curriculum.
You can help with the new project at our website. Meanwhile, in a closed-access Asian country, one missionary has stopped at nothing to spread the gospel. Vision Beyond Borders reports that several months ago, this man was arrested for showing the Jesus film to a group of people. He was jailed for 7 months, and when he got out, he was threatened with death if he kept on evangelizing. Undeterred, he began ministering to the prisoners. He's been arrested again, but praises God for the chance to share once more in prison. And economic reforms in Cuba are well underway, but they don't appear to be having the intended effect. The resulting poverty has brought both despair and opportunity. A surprising combination, perhaps. WorldServe Ministries' John Dick says the ministry is seeing revival among believers and new interest in Christ.
We're hoping that God will open doors for us to, in the end, send about 100,000 Bibles into Cuba.
They're working through the government channels to launch the distribution.
We had an opportunity to meet with over 800 pastors and leaders. These pastors looked at this as an opportunity for the gospel to become something more contemporary for many people who are reading Scripture.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's M&M, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.